transmission.
It's 11:51 p.m.
11:51 p.m. or 21, whatever it said. It doesn't matter because that's not even local time. It's 19:30 UTC where you live. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe and I'm the chairman of this committee. And what are we doing today? Well, today is a Champions League day. So I'm sitting here watching Champions League football. I'm watching the Napoli versus Manchester City game. The first half is about to end, and the score is 1-1. And I'm also drinking tea, obviously. But that's not what we're going to get into today. Although maybe we should check the game going on the other channel here. What other game do we have? Group H. So Tottenham versus Real Madrid. So this is at Wembley. Tottenham is up 1-0. That's very interesting. But only slightly more interesting than the Champions League. There's Zinedine Zidane. Oh, I hate him so much. He's the manager of Real Madrid. More interestingly, I've got a couple boxes here. My cat is very curiously sniffing one box. And I've got the other box right in front of me. What are these boxes? Well, today I went out to eat for lunch with my parents and some relatives that are in town, my dad's sister. And we went down to South Omaha and ate in this great Mexican restaurant that is basically sort of a seafood restaurant. But I had tacos. Everybody else had shrimp. And it was amazingly good. And I loved this place. It's the first time I've ever been there. And they had some big TVs on the wall playing what? Well, before Champions League came on, they were watching Barca TV on Univision Deportes. And so I got to watch a lot of football while I was eating lunch. But after lunch, we went across the street to a thrift store, and my dad found some stuff that he thought I might like, and he was right. So he bought these two boxes. And this first box that I've got right in front of me is a bulk classroom pack of Estes Rockets. And fairly recent models, too. And yeah, this box costs $60. From a hobby store, but we got it from the thrift store for just like $2 or something ridiculous like that. Let's see what's in this box. So as I open it up, laying here right on top are some rocket motors. $10 worth of rocket motors, some C65s. These are some pretty good little rocket motors. A C65. So, okay. Made our money back right there. And then we have, what is this? The instruction sheet for putting together these rockets. It looks like it has been used. Somebody has cut out the templates and the shock cord mount. So great, we got a set of instructions there. And we have a plastic bag. I'm guessing this is wadding. Is this wadding? Yes. Recovery wadding. That's $5 worth of wadding. Package hasn't even been opened. It goes with the rocket motors. So that's brilliant. Here we have some more instruction sheets. And what do we have here? Another bag of wadding, but a bigger bag. The $10 bag of wadding. The Pro Series 2 wadding. How is it any different? I don't actually know. But hey, considering I don't have any wadding, this is all good. All right, what's in here? Oh, this is an empty bag of some wadding. Here's some laser cut balsa wood scraps. And now we have the rocket kits. How many do we have? If you're wondering which kit this is the Wizard rocket. It's a very simple rocket. It's got a balsa wood nose cone, though. You know, usually these are plastic these days, so kind of the traditional balsa wood here. My cat's very curious and stepping all over this stuff that we're trying to figure out here. So let's see. How many of these kits do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And down here at the bottom, there's an extra streamer, shock cord, and some motor mount rings. Wow. Oh, and there's a little craft knife in here, too. All right. So, it looks like somebody only built one of the kits, because this box originally contained a dozen rocket kits. And now, we've got 11. 11 Wizard rocket kits, the bulk pack kind. Nice. And inside each one of these kits, we have the three balsa wood fins, not the plastic fin cans, as some of these kits, these bulk kits used to have. And there's a little metal eyelet. We got a little package with the launch lug, the shock cord, and the streamer. Motor mount tube. Fuselage tube. The little metal screw eye to attach the shock cord to the nose cone. And a sheet of decals and instructions and the warranty card. Wow, this is great. So suddenly, I'm in possession of 11 Wizard rocket kits. What a good deal. What a good deal. And I'm impressed because a couple years ago, this has been a long time ago now, but I have purchased one of these bulk packs before. Somebody special ordered one from a hobby store and then didn't pick it up, and the guy at the hobby store sold it to me dirt cheap. And those rocket kits had plastic nose cones and plastic fin can. So I'm kind of impressed with these Wizard kits. They have the traditional balsa wood nose cone and balsa wood fins that you don't have to laser, that you don't have to cut out yourself. They are laser cut. You just pop them out, sand them a little bit, and throw them on there. But the real good news is these motors. There's three C65s. There's $10 worth of motor right there. And we can fly them in these rockets. And boy, these Wizards are going to... This is a good motor to put in these Wizard kits if you want to lose the rockets. That's a pretty powerful motor for these tiny little rockets. This rocket, once you put the nose cone on and the fins, it's just about a foot long, or about 30 centimeters. And it's, what is that? It's 12 millimeter diameter fuselage tube? I don't know. But very nice, very nice. I'm going to move this stuff for me now, kid, Pippa. Pippa's playing with the bags of wadding. I want to put the bags in. She's sitting on one of the sheets of instructions. Yeah, okay, you want it? Okay, that's all yours. We're going to leave it here because Pippa's playing with it. She's playing with the empty plastic bag and stuff. Here, you want that too? I'm going to put that in there. Okay, so that's box number one of the thrift store finds. This is great. Now all I need to do is find 11 kids who need to have some rockets, and I'm ready to go. Rockin' good news. Super fun. All right. So yeah, there's no way we're going to get the cat off the wadding right now. So we might as well see what's going on here in the Champions League. It's halftime, so they're showing highlights from all the other games. There are 8 games going down right now. Here's a penalty kick from Beşiktaş. Wow. So Beşiktaş and Monaco ended up drawing. That's great. Europa League is tomorrow. Milan plays AEK. Everton plays Lyon. Oh boy, Arsenal plays Red Star Belgrade, or Belgrade, depending on where you're from. And Lazio plays Nice. Yes, and we're going to get to see the FC, the Red Star Belgrade game. That'll be good for tomorrow. I like Red Star Belgrade. They are a strange team. I'm a really big fan of their fans. They have some crazy, crazy ultra fans, real hooligans, real thugs. So that game will be on tomorrow. And I like that club so much that I even named one of my computers Red Star Belgrade, and it's the computer that's sitting there right there by the TV, my little Pi Zero, the original Pi Zero, not the Wi-Fi one. Okay, so my cat has gotten up, so I'm going to put these wadding bags back sort of on the box. Here, you can play with this, Pippa. You want to play with this? She still wants to play. Yeah, you want to play with the plastic bag? Yeah, you get it. He's such a silly kitty. You're so crazy. You're crazy, baby, huh? Yeah, you want to look in the box? Now the cat's up on the box again. And just about to tip over because, yeah, you're going to tip that box over, Pippa. What a kitty. What a kitty. All right, well, I was going to say let's go on to the next box. But it's about that time. We should probably take a break. So I'm going to take a sip of tea here. Mm-hmm. All right. The other box is taped up, so I'm going to have to go find a knife. So while I find a knife, you guys listen to some music. Here you go.
I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.
Okay, welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still Tobe, your chairman. And I have managed to find a little utility knife. And we're going to use this utility knife to cut open this box, which has been exuberantly taped. But before I go on, I should tell you that during the break, Tottenham has scored two more times. A real nice goal by Dele and another breakaway, crazy one-person effort from Christian Eriksen. I'm starting to really like Christian Eriksen. And this is unbelievable. Tottenham 3, Real Madrid 0. Real Madrid, this is the team with Ronaldo, people. And I've seen Ronaldo take a couple of shots, but he's just not on target today, I guess. And so here's Tottenham on the attack again. They're in the box, but I don't know if they're going to... No, the ball got away from them. Real Madrid back in possession. Okay, so this box is a Radio Shack base station with two handheld walkie-talkies. At least that's what it says. Original retail price, $29.99, with a toy clearance sticker on it for $19.97. And of course, we bought it from the thrift store for $1.98. So a $2 box that may have radios in it. Now this box has been very creatively taped up. The box is sort of in bad shape, so I need to strategically find the places to cut it to get it open. Oh, and the side has just burst open. Okay, well, we'll just take things out from the side of the box. That'll work. I haven't pulled anything out yet, but just looking at the pictures on the box, this little base station is a 6-transistor job. And then the two walkie-talkies that come with it are your standard sort of junky kid walkie-talkies. You know, the kind that I'm always buying in thrift stores so I can hack them into strange radio projects later. Well, apparently that's what we got in the box. We're going to find out because I'm moving the flaps now and I'm pulling stuff out. The first thing that I'm pulling out is some kind of plastic bag. It's been tied up, and oh my goodness, look what's in the plastic bag. What's that? I don't know. There's two more radios in here. These are not Radio Shack radios. These are Uniden, and these look like FMRS radios. They're very, very small. They're nice. I haven't had any FRS radios in a while, so yeah, Family Radio Service, FRS. You know what FRS is. It's the good kind of walkie-talkies, the small little walkie-talkies for adults. And there's the back of a battery holder here. Let's pull the next thing out of the box. Oh, it's the owner's manual for the base station walkie-talkies. Okay, good to know. The next thing that comes out, this is interesting, is another small walkie-talkie. This is the little kid kind of walkie-talkie, but this is a General Electric Ranger walkie-talkie. This is not Radio Shack. We've already got bonus radios coming out of this box. It's a miracle. All right, the next thing that comes out, oh, I've got a microphone. And here it is. Here is the base station. The 6-transistor walkie-talkie base station. It's pretty it's pretty simplistic, but it's still kind of neat. It's got a on-off control, a send light and a receive light, and of course the ubiquitous Morse code chart. A microphone on a spiral little cable. Microphone is interesting. And where does the microphone go? Oh, right there. This base station also has a shoulder strap. So you can be mobile with this. It's sort of a mobile base station. Very cool. What's it say on the sticker? Battery requires 19-volt battery or adapter, blah, 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 blah. No indication of frequency or anything like that, but the odds are pretty good that it broadcasts on 49.86 megahertz. All right, so what else is in the box? Boom, another GE Ranger walkie-talkie, yellow, to match the one that we've already got. And what else is in the box? Boom, pulling out some more stuff. Now here we go. Here's the Radio Shack walkie-talkie that goes with the base station. And the last thing in the box is the other Radio Shack walkie-talkie. Wow. We have cleaned up. So not only do I have the base station and the two Radio Shack walkie-talkies, there are also two GE walkie-talkies. Wow. And, oh, this is the battery cover for this radio. Okay. And the two Uniden FRS walkie-talkies. One of the FRS radios has its belt clip broken off, but that's fine. Wow, super-de-duper. So, we've got the FRS radios, which broadcast on a different frequency than this other stuff. But then we've got the four kid-type walkie-talkies and the two GE walkie-talkies. So, six walkie-talkies and a base station. Seven radios today for $1.98. And these Radio Shack walkie-talkies still got 9-volt batteries in them. I better take those out. Pop, pop. Got both the batteries out. The batteries still have a very faint charge. And the good news is there's no damage to the walkie-talkies. These batteries have probably been in here for a long time. But they did not do bad battery stuff. So that's rocking good news. And if there's batteries in these, I gotta wonder if there's batteries in some of these others. So I'm gonna check the GE Ranger walkie-talkies. And no, not in that one. And no, no battery in that one. Good. And they're also in good shape. The 9-volt battery clips are nice and clean. No corrosion. Nothing like that. Now, these little Uniden jobs. How do I open this? What kind of batteries do they take? Let's see. Oh, this is difficult. I cannot get the battery covers off of these Uniden radios. I think I'm going to need a tool here. I don't have a screwdriver handy, but I do have a pair of tweezers. Can I wedge the tweezers in here? Yeah, boom. There we go. Okay, we've got the back of one off. And it looks like, yeah, it takes AAAs, three AAAs. There's a little bit of corrosion that I can scrape off of my fingernail on one of these battery contacts, but other than that, that looks good. And I'm glad to have some more FRS radios. Rocking good news. I'm having fun. Look at this great radio bargain I got today. Seven radios for $2. Thanks, Dad. Let's try to pop the cover off this other FRS radio, this Uniden. Oh, and I wasn't paying attention. Real Madrid finally scored a goal. And here we go. I got the other battery cover off this other FRS radio. And the battery contacts look good. There's no batteries in it, so nothing corroded. These will probably work if I put some batteries in them. All right. These are pretty simple little radios, but, you know, most of your FRS radios, I'm pretty sure these are FRS. You know, there's two similar types of radios, FRS and GMRS, and they use the same frequencies, except the GMRS has more frequencies. So I'll mess with that a little bit later. Wow, look at this. Well, we better check this base station too. Make sure if the other Radio Shack walkie-talkies had batteries in them, this thing might have batteries in it too. So let's pop that open. There we go. And no, There is no battery in here, and the battery clip looks really good. Sweet. Close that back up. All right. What do I want to play with first? What experiments can we do today? I don't know. Maybe we should get one 9-volt battery and test some of these radios. Actually, I'm not even going to bother. These batteries that were in these radios still have a little juice in them, and these things usually don't take much. So let's clip one of these batteries back in and turn this baby on. Oh yeah, we've got radio. Test out the Morse code key there. All right, so that's working. Turn that off. Which way does it go? Yeah, now the cat's really interested. She's sniffing the radios now, going, oh, what's going on? All right, pop this battery into this other radio. It's on. I can hear static. It's working. Test the Morse code key. All right, let's turn them both on. And let's test the transmission of the Morse code key. Oh boy, they're making crazy noise. Maybe it's just too close. Yeah, just that was feedback. But yeah, we've got Morse code through the airwaves. That's a little squirky, a little squonkly, but let's test the other radio's transmit. Yep, it's working. But it doesn't want to beep for me. Let's try again. Well, that one doesn't want to beep, so we might have to pull a little hack on that one, but these are great. You know, I've actually had a style of radio like this before that I've taken apart to make projects out of. So I know exactly how these radios go together. Oh, this is great. What a great day of thrift store finds. 7 radios and 11 rocket kits with motors, with 3 motors and a couple of bags of wadding. Wow, it's been a beautiful day for me. I hope it's been the same for you, but it's time for me to get out of here. You've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So tune in tomorrow. Maybe we'll be hacking some of these radios. I don't know what we're going to do, but I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、ジスイズ DJ クーマタ、ウェルカム